strike. Now, once Brush is called for a ceasefire, don't give it to him.
Well, I don't. He didn't hide it very much, because that's what he wired me yesterday, Brush did.
I know, but...
I guess he read the Herald Tribune story. We've never said that. We've denied it. But it's a fact. Now, when are we going to let our people know about it?
After Brush calls for a ceasefire.
Well, is he doing that now?
He's supposed to be, He's supposed to be, he gave instructions to hang his presence to call for the... to get the press in to make the statement that I've described. This has been imagined around and talked about. Things can go wrong, but that was the way it was about 20 minutes ago.
All right, what you're saying now is, in effect, that Bosch is going to say that he's for a ceasefire.
Yes,
that when he does that, if the fighting doesn't cease, then you think we've got a sufficient ground for further action.
If it does cease,
then we can influence him, you think, in forming the government or what?
Well, I don't know whether... I think OAS ought to take over there, and whether Bush is a man, I would doubt very much. But I think we then got some elbow room.
Well, but if we cease fire, though, that doesn't mean a cease government. If we have a cease fire, I would think that the Kestrelites would just set them up a government.
Well, I don't... I would hope that the OAS would move in there and that we could work with them to set up some kind of a temporary or interim government that is not Castro. Speaking of OAS, like the Venezuelans, are very sophisticated about
things. Well, first step ought to be for us, if Bosch asked for a ceasefire, we ought to get Wesson to publicly state he accepts and he's for it. Then the fighting undoubtedly will continue, then we can go...
Then we're in a hell of a lot better.
That's right. If it doesn't continue, then we ought to gradually help Wesson build up his forces during the ceasefire. Get him a little equipment, a little food, a little medicine, and so we have something to offset the Bosch forces during the OAS negotiations.
We ought to establish communication with Bosch on a semi-official basis and see what we can work out there so that we've got everybody on our side except the damn Castro communists.
And I think that we've got to give serious thought to saying to the American people pretty soon that, in a speech, that the communists have captured this revolution. They've taken it over, that extraneous forces have invaded the island, that we're not going to allow another Cuba to develop, and that we want all the people in the hemisphere to join with us.
Sure.
But if they don't, why, we're going to move anyway.
Now, if we could work that out with Bush some way, I don't know that it's possible, but if it's possible to work it out with Bush and say, Bush, they've taken the capture by the Cubs. Castroites, you ought to join with us in developing those guys. All to the good. Now, maybe it's not possible.
We'll try it, see if we can. That would be very desirable. I think it's very desirable for us to get somebody into Colombia, Chile, Venezuela, particularly Venezuela, to tell them what has happened. Would Munoz do something like that, or would he be the one, or would you get Bob Murphy or somebody that's had some experience in these operations?
Did you send Martin down there?
We sent Martin to Dominican Republic.
Good. And Martin could communicate with Bosch.
Martin can communicate with whoever, through us, he can communicate to whoever we sent, but who would we send to Venezuela and these other places?
Best man is Ted Moscoso.
But I don't know whose side he's on.
Oh, he's all right. He's on our side.
Why don't you explore it? Ask him what he thinks about the desirability of our pointing up to the Leone. What's his name? Leoneus?
Yes.
That here's the chapter and verse, ABC. Here's the name and address. Here's what's happened. And doing the same thing in three or four other countries. Let's just put him in a plane and let him do it if you think it, see what he thinks of the idea and then get back to us.
I'll do that.